Welcome to the Nebraska Wee Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wee Board. The wheat stem sawfly has been around for decades, and research has given growers ways to combat the sawfly. Jeff Bradshaw, professor of entomology and the director of Doctor of Plant Health program at UNL, says it's not enough. At a recent UNL High Plains Ag Lab meeting, I spoke with him. Jeff, tell us more on the problem and the collaboration.
We want to stay a step ahead. There's some issues with variety development with those solid stem traits. The traits aren't ideal. That can be quite variable depending on environment. What we want to do is take a team approach. So one start to that has been working really closely with USDA ARS Lab in Akron and working with them very closely to help reboot and restart what they're doing down there. We've developed some really close partnerships with Colorado State University, the wheat breeder there, the entomology program there, as well as our colleagues in Manhattan, Kansas, and the ARS Lab in Lincoln.
Jeff, you said earlier the team has received some funding to start the ball rolling. Tell me more on that.
We received some grant funding from the North Central IPM program that's going to help, I hope, us develop an understanding of what it would take for adoption of whatever we develop throughout our production acres. One project we'll be doing this summer, we'll be looking at a wheat stem sawfly survey to kind of capture in numbers where the problems are, the intensity of it, and then linked to those wheat stem sampling sawfly sites, we're going to have focus group conversations with growers, really qualitative understanding of what the issues are from their perspective with wheat stem sawfly, its impact on wheat, of course, but then also the potential impact on natural resources in terms of wheat being so important for residue conservation in dryland systems.
So is your team expecting to see a turnaround in the federal funding soon?
Well, yeah, that might not immediately generate funding, but at least give us an opportunity to say, hey, we should have some programs that target either competitive grants or strategies that we need to think about in the near term and long term for U.S. wheat. Should the wheat stem sawfly continue to expand in its geographic region and intensity, we've got to do something. Not lobby as much as just say, okay, here's the science, this is what we know, this is what growers are saying, these are the concerns. We do have a serious issue that are having a hard time pulling resources together to get a really good long-term solution. So we're partnering with that effort with Montana State, North Dakota State, USDA, Kansas State, UNL, of course. And maybe that'll continue to grow. Just trying to get more people on board to help us better understand what the big picture issues are with the wheat stem sawfly, so that as we develop solutions, all of our researchers, our breeders, for example, have a really good idea of what essentially the landscape for adoption of those traits is going to be.
We've been talking with Jeff Bradshaw, professor of entomology and the director of the plant health program at UNL. He's been working with other agricultural and educational organizations to gain funding and develop solutions for combating the wheat stem sawfly. I'm Chabela Guzman with the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.